You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, as I have with me Dylan Bailey. And as you know, through the Mark White Show and other avenues, Dylan now has an opportunity to meet Coach Saban. This was his dream, and I know that thousands of people sent messages to the athletic department, to Coach Saban's office, and one person in particular that I'd like to mention that made a special effort to have Dylan meet Coach Saban was my friend Kerry Goode. As you know, Kerry is in the heat of his ALS battle. He's in the middle of it. And even though he's fighting this battle, he still is looking out for other people with the Goode Foundation and also looking out for Dylan to reach out to the department and see if Coach Saban would meet Dylan. And that's going to happen very soon. And I'd like to welcome Dylan Bailey to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Dylan.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be with you today, Mark. And as you said, I am looking forward to traveling to T-Town to see Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And then also on the 21st of October, I will also be traveling to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Tennessee Vols. And as you know, Mark, Tennessee beat us last year. So,
why'd you have to mention that, Dylan?
So I'm looking for a little bit of revenge from Coach Saban and the staff and all of the athletes for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
We're back in the third Saturday of October with Alabama versus Tennessee, so the tradition is back again for the third Saturday, isn't it?
It is. It is the third Saturday in October will be the Alabama Crimson Tide at home in T-Town versus the Tennessee Vols. And I'm going to the game decked out in my Crimson Tide attire.
That's awesome,
Mark, because I don't like Tennessee. I don't like anybody else that plays against Alabama. I'm a diehard Roll Tide fan, so I'm looking forward to meeting the team and meeting Coach Saban on the 19th, and then also looking forward to going to the game and having a wonderful time in Tuscaloosa.
Dylan, I mentioned Kerry Goode and all the different people who made an effort to reach out to the coach. What do you think about all of these people and the effort that they made to help you get to T-Town and to get to visit Coach Saban?
Well, I think that is a very good opportunity, and I would personally like to thank Kerry Goode, and I will keep you in my prayers, Kerry Goode, as you battle your ALS and all of the wonderful things. But I would like to take this time to say to Kerry Goode, thank you so very much for reaching out to the Alabama Athletic Department and making my dream come true.
Can we bring up, Dylan, how close to Town Creek you grew up being a Colbert County Indian yourself?
Yes. I grew up being a Colbert County Indian, riding the school bus every day from my house on 2nd Street there in Muscle Shoals to Leighton be with my friends and faculty and staff, and I just had a wonderful time as my 12 years there at Colbert County High School, and they are keeping the tradition alive, and I know, Mark, you told me just before we started the show that Colbert County lost yesterday, but I think they will fastly regroup and turn it around and get on the winning ways.
Yes, and one thing we will mention, Dylan, is Colbert County, as far as I know, is still a 3A school, and Brooks has moved up to 4A, and so it was a non-region game for Colbert County, even though they lost, and Brooks has created an incredible program, and they have a former Brooks Lion and Alabama football player and assistant coach coaching them in Tim Bowens. Tim Bowens is their head coach right now at Brooks High School.
Wow, I did not know that, Mark. I did not know that they had Alabama alumni there at Brooks. I did not know that, but that is news to me. But hopefully my Indians can turn it around, and you said that they play
Sheffield
next week at Colbert County, so hopefully they will turn it around and be ready for the Bulldogs next week.
Let's talk about this love that you have for Hartsell High School. When did that start, Dylan?
That started in... I'm going to say 2006, I was elected, you know, the coach at the time was formerly coach Bob Godsey.
Yes.
Now is at Madison Academy, but during the time I was help coaching for Hartsell, we won the state in 2011.
I remember that well.
I went to Tuscaloosa, and we had a wonderful time down there rooting on the Tigers. I think the whole town of Hartsell was in Tuscaloosa that night because it was pretty, when I made it back to Hartsell, it was pretty quiet in Hartsell. So I think they were, Hartsell is very well known. It is coached by Coach Moore now, who is the head man that took over for Coach Bob Godsey. And I hope my Tigers roll tonight against the Austin Black Bears.
And here we are in Decatur, so we're not far from Austin, are we?
No, we're not far from Austin at all. So I hope my Tigers roll over the Black Bears tonight, Mark, and I hope they do an outstanding job. I know the staff and some of the players personally, and I know they are ready to take on this season's festivities and win some ball games and probably win the region, hopefully, again.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dylan Bailey. We're in Decatur, Alabama, and we're celebrating with Dylan because he is going to get to meet Coach Saban in the coming weeks. We're excited about that. A lot of people reached out to Coach Saban's office to help make this happen. Kerry Goode was the guy who made the contact and then got the contact information to be able to transfer it over to the right people so that Dylan could have this happen for him. We're excited for him, and we're going to continue this conversation in another segment, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, as I'm speaking to Dylan Bailey. Glad to have him on the show, and also want to mention his cousin Quinn. She got the ball rolling. She made a post asking for help to get her cousin a visit with Coach Nick Saban, and a lot of people shared the post. A lot of people tagged and commented and helped to make it happen because they generated that interest. Kerry Goode was a contact who reached out to the office and made the contact to get this to happen, and we're glad that Kerry is able to do this because, you know, if you know Kerry Goode, he's in the middle of a battle with ALS. It's a very difficult time for him, but it just shows Kerry's character that he wants to help other people while he's battling his own health issues. So my hat's off to you, Kerry. I love you, buddy, and we appreciate what you've done for Dylan. And Dylan, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks again for having me on, Mark. And I am looking forward to October the 19th, where I will be traveling to Tuscaloosa to meet with the head man of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Coach Saban, and the entire football team. And I would like to say to my cousin Quinn Claymore, thank you very much for reaching out to the channels that made me this a great success. And I am looking forward to meeting Coach Saban and the rest of the football team. And Mark, if you want to ask me what is my favorite position on the football field, well, I'm a defensive guy. So I love the linebackers and the corners and the safeties and all of those wonderful people that make up a great defense.
I know you're 38 years old, Dylan. Do you remember the names Eric Curry and John Copeland?
Yes, I do.
They were a couple of my favorite guys to watch play right side by side. They were unstoppable in 1992 as we took on Miami Hurricanes and beat them 34-13. Do you recall that game?
Yes, I do recall that game, Mark. And that was a outstanding beatdown by the Crimson Tide over the Miami Hurricanes. Mark, as you understand and get ready to watch the Crimson Tide, they're going to be taking on Middle Tennessee State in Tuscaloosa on September the 2nd. That's next Saturday.
Man, it's coming on us. It's here.
It's coming on us. That's right. It's coming on us. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm looking forward to the Crimson Tide repeating as national champions. I may have to eat my words later, but I think the Crimson Tide is ready and hungry for another national title.
I will say this, Dylan, when you look at preseason polls, which maybe we shouldn't, but Alabama's in a very special, unique position, not being number one or two, but in number five. And there's plenty of room to move up. As you know, throughout the season, there are going to be some challenges for these teams who are in the top, and there's going to be some teams that fall, and that's going to leave Alabama room to just jump on up to get to that number one spot eventually. And the Georgia Bulldogs are back, so they're going to have their team ready to go, and it's going to be a challenge again, probably back in the SEC championship game, if it could be predicted that Alabama and Georgia are probably the two predicted teams to make it.
But I want to say that I love Kirby when he was at Alabama and when he was beside Saban, but I don't think Georgia's going to they may surprise me, but wildest things have happened. But I don't think that Georgia's going to repeat as national champions, and I don't think they're going to repeat as national champions, and I think that the Road Tide is going to find a way to maneuver themselves into that number one spot, and that will make me happy knowing that I met the head man at Alabama and also met the players that is going to help me. That's going to be a great opportunity for me to travel to Tuscaloosa and meet Coach Saban and the team. I am ecstatic, Mark. I can't wait to meet the team and take a couple photos with Coach Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Dylan, if you don't mind, let's go way back. I can think about myself when I was 7 or 8 years old for Christmas. I got an Alabama football helmet and an Alabama jersey, and I don't recall a time when I wasn't an Alabama fan myself. Do you remember when you embraced the Crimson Tide, when you decided that was your team?
Yes, I can remember when I was, I think I was a little man still in diapers, and I told my dad one day that I was watching Alabama face somebody, and I told my dad that that's the team that I wanted to root for, and I've been, I'm 38 now, and I've been a diehard Crimson Tide fan for 38 years, and I'm hoping to keep the drive alive. Now, one thing that somebody asked me today when I was out in the community, they said, "Dylan, what do you think about the quarterback position at Alabama?" And I said, "You know, Saban's, he's not going to name a quarterback right away, which I haven't heard anything on the news about the quarterback position. Mark, have you heard any information of who the starting man?"
I have not, Dylan, and I think you're exactly right. Coach Saban is going to take it down to the wire, and he's going to make sure that he has the right man for the position, and that person is going to lead the team at the very beginning of the season. So it is a waiting game sometimes to see who the starter is going to be. And if it's a toss-up, if you got two guys who are clearly great players, Coach Saban ultimately has to make that decision and say, okay, this is the guy who's edging out, you know, and then you're going to have a second man. And you never know in this game of football when the first man goes down, you've got to have that second man ready to go.
Ready to go. That's right, Mark.
You don't kill the second guy's spirit because you may need him very early in the season. There are times, too, when, say, we're playing Middle Tennessee State. If the game goes well at a certain point, your backup quarterback is going to have a chance to get some playing time.
That's right.
Very early in the season.
That's right. That's right. And I think I may be wrong, but I think this Middle Tennessee State game will be kind of a practice game, which I haven't heard that much about Middle Tennessee State. I haven't heard.
Me either.
About their running back, about their quarterback, about what type of offense they run, what kind of defense they run. Now, I will say this about Tennessee and Alabama. If you want my prediction, I think we're going to have to keep that quarterback in the pocket, because if you let him outside of the pocket, he's gonna get a big chunk of yards in a little bit of time. So
yes,
so I think Coach Saban and defensive coordinator Kevin Steele, I think they will take that into consideration. And when I go on the 19th, Mark, I'm going to ask Coach Saban and Coach Steele, I'm going to ask them, what are we going to do to stop number 5 for the Tennessee Vols?
And I'm looking forward to that day for you, Dylan, to get to meet Coach Saban. It's an amazing experience that you're going to face, and I'm excited for you. I know a lot of people are excited that this is happening for you. And, Dylan, I appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk some football and visit with you today. Your room full of crimson. I love it, my friend.
Well, I would like to thank you, Mark. And on behalf of the Mark White Show, I would like to thank you for coming to my group home here in Decatur. It's called CDD, the Centers for the Developmental Disabled. I've been here 10 years, since 2013. I'm just counting down the days until I go meet Coach Saban and Coach Steele and the entire Alabama Crimson Tide.
And I think there's one thing left to say, Dylan. What is that, buddy?
Roll Tide.
When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Hooray for the Golly Sisters, an I Can Read book by Betsy Byers and pictures by Sue Truesdale. And now, here's Cora White.
The Golly Sisters cross Big River. Big river, said Maymay. Very big river, said Rose. I think we should find another town, Maymay said. A town on this side of the river, Rose said. No, that town is waiting for us. See the sign? Welcome, Maymay. Welcome, Rose. Giddy up, said Maymay. The horse waded into the river. He waded deeper into the river. He began to swim in the river. We're floating away, cried Rose. Goodbye, town, cried Maymay. Goodbye, world, cried Rose. Aye, yelled Rose. Eee, yelled Maymay. Maymay and Rose closed their eyes. Thump. Maymay and Rose opened their eyes. The wagon was on shore. We're saved, Rose cried. Look, Maymay, here's another town. And another welcome sign. Welcome, Maymay. Welcome, Rose. We must be famous, said Maymay. Every town knows us. Let's give a wonderful show, said Rose. The Golly Sisters headed for town. Rose glanced over her shoulder. Big river, she said. Very big river, answered Maymay. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.